Hey, you. Stop right there. Yes, you. Hey, don't walk away from me. I'm talking to you. Okay, I know we don't exactly run in the same circles. You've got your whole thing going on. The edgy look, the attitude, the I don't care what anyone thinks vibe. Which is actually perfect for what I need. I need you to do something for me tonight. And before you say no, just hear me out. My parents are hosting this gala thing tonight. Very fancy, very boring, very important for their social standing or whatever. I was supposed to go with someone, but they bailed on me last minute, and I refused to show up alone. So you're going to be my date. What do you mean, no? I'm not asking. I'm telling you. I'm not going to explain right now, okay? Just trust me. You don't trust me? Smart. But you're still going to do this. What's in it for you? I don't know. The experience of attending a high society event? Seeing how the other half lives? Free, expensive food? Not enough? Fine. I will owe you a favor. A big one. Whatever you want. Within reason. You'll think about it? No. You'll decide right now because the gala is tonight and I need an answer. Okay, fine. If you do this for me, I'll also get you out of detention. I know you have detention next week for that thing with Coach Harris. My dad is on the school board. Consider it handled. Now are you in? Good. Smart choice. Okay, so the gala starts at 7. I'll have my driver pick you up at 6:30. Where do you live? Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to stalk you. I just need to know where to send the car. Okay, and wear something nice. Doesn't need to be super fancy, but nicer than this. Whatever this is you've got going on right now. Actually, you know what? The outfit is part of the appeal. Just clean it up a bit. Make it look intentional. Like edgy, but expensive. If that makes sense. You have something like that? Perfect. Oh, and don't be late. I hate waiting. See you tonight. There you are. Finally. You're only 5 minutes late, but still, I said don't be late. Whatever, you're here now. And let me have a look at you. You look okay, I guess. I mean, still not what anyone here would typically wear, but that's kind of the point. Oh, right. I should probably explain. So, my parents. They're very particular about who I date. Like, obsessively particular. What I mean is, they have this whole list of appropriate people from good families, and it's exhausting. They've been trying to set me up with their friends' kids for years. I'm sick of it. So tonight, I'm bringing you. Someone completely outside their world. Someone with your whole aesthetic and vibe. Someone they will absolutely hate. You're here to piss off my parents. Congratulations. What, you thought I actually needed a date? Oh, please. I could have asked anyone. But you are perfect for this. You're basically designed to make them feel uncomfortable. Are you mad? Oh, don't be. You're getting a free gourmet dinner and a favor out of this. Plus, you get to watch rich people squirm. That should be entertaining for you. Now, come on. They're right over there, and I need to introduce you. No, wait. Before we go over there, let me give you some instructions. When you meet them, be polite, but not too polite. Like, respectful, but with an edge. I need them to think you're questionable. Talk about something they'd find weird. Art, music, anything that's not business or country clubs. Oh, and when they ask what your parents do, just be super vague. Say something like, they work hard, and leave it at that. Can you do that? Amazing. Let's go. Oh my God. That was perfect. Did you see my mother's face when you mentioned that band? She looked like she was gonna have a stroke. And my father when you said you wanted to study poetry. Oh, classic. You did exactly what I needed you to do. I'm actually impressed. No, I'm serious. You played that perfectly. The right amount of polite, but just enough edge to make them deeply uncomfortable. They're probably over there right now having an emergency meeting about my choices and how they need to intervene. Good. Let them panic. You want a drink? If I have to be here, I might as well enjoy myself. Here. Cheers. To pissing off my parents. What's with the smile? Are you actually enjoying this? I mean, yeah. It is kind of fun watching rich people get all scandalized over nothing. Look at them. Everyone here is wearing the same thing, saying the same things, pretending to care about the same boring stuff. It's like they're all robots. You stand out. In a good way. Of course I mean that. Like, you actually have a personality and your own style. I know I'm being nicer to you now, and it's weird, but I'm allowed to be nice when you've earned it. And you definitely earned it back there with my parents. So enjoy. You wanna dance? They have a whole ballroom thing going on over there. What do you mean you don't dance? Oh, come on. Don't be boring now. I'll lead. Just follow me. See? You're doing fine. You're not stepping on my feet or anything. Oh, wow. You really are terrible at this. No, stay. I'm kidding. You're doing not too bad. I mean, you look a little stiff, but it's nothing to be worried about. Here. Put your hands on my hips. Better? You're blushing now. You know, when I first cornered you in the hallway today, I thought this was going to be a disaster. I thought you were going to be awkward and difficult and make this harder than it needed to be. But you're actually kind of cool. Like, you didn't even hesitate when my dad asked you that condescending question about your future plans. You just looked him dead in the eye and said something vague, but confident. That was smooth. And you're not intimidated by any of this. The fancy venue, the expensive champagne, all these people in their designer clothes. You're just here. Comfortable. I like that about you. What? I'm allowed to compliment you. Doesn't mean anything at all. Well, I guess I have been kind of a bitch to you. Like forcing you to come here and using you to make a point to my parents. Are you still mad about that? You think it's funny? And you're enjoying yourself anyway? All right, that makes me feel less guilty. Not that I did feel guilty, you're right. And for the record, I'm having a good time too. Better than I thought I would. Usually these things are unbearable. Just hours of small talk with people I don't care about. Pretending to be interested in whatever boring thing they're talking about. But with you here, it's actually fun. You make it fun. We're still dancing, by the way. You notice? You didn't want to stop. Me neither. You know what? Forget my parents. Forget the whole rebellion thing. Let's just focus on right here, right now. I like spending time with you. And can I tell you something a little cringy? When I saw you in the hallway today, I wasn't just thinking about my parents. I was also thinking about how I've kind of wanted to talk to you for a while. Like, you're interesting. You don't try to impress anyone. You just do your own thing. And I respect that. Why couldn't I just ask you out normally? Because I have a reputation to maintain? Can't let people think I'm going soft. So I used the gala as an excuse. You figured that out already? Of course you did. You're smarter than I gave you credit for. So, what now? Option one is we finish this dance, have another drink, pretend to mingle with these boring people. Option two is I let you go. You've done a good job. I have no reason to keep you here any longer than I should. Option three, we sneak out. There's a balcony upstairs that no one uses. We could just disappear for a bit. You want option three? Even though I'm offering to let you go? Okay. Sounds like you're enjoying spending time with me too, huh? Come on, it's this way. This is better. Quieter. No one watching us. The view is pretty nice from up here, isn't it? You can see the whole garden all lit up with those little lights. Very romantic. Not that this is romantic, obviously. Except it kind of is, isn't it? Us alone. Fancy party. Nice view. This is basically a scene from a movie. You think so too? Okay, so maybe it is a little romantic. Can I ask you something? You have to be honest. Are you glad I forced you to come tonight? Even with all the parent drama and the using you as a rebellion prop thing? Good. Because I'm glad you came too. Like, really glad. You're looking at me like you want to say something. What is it? You want to... What? Did I hear that right? That's very bold of you. I like it. Do it. I dare you. That was nice. What? No, I'm not. You're the one who's getting flustered. Like you've never kissed anyone or something. Have you? Oh yeah, plenty of people. Sure, sure. I've kissed plenty of people myself. I'll have you know. It shows. Why, thanks. That means I'm good at it. We should do this again. No, I don't mean that. I meant just spending time together. Although, there could be some kissing involved, depending on my mood that day. I mean, obviously the fairy lights, the soft music, the balcony, all that stuff played in your favor tonight. I'm kidding. Kind of. Come on, we should probably head back before people start looking for me. Yeah, they're always looking for me. I swear to God, they wish they could put me on a leash or something. Thanks for tonight. For real. Now, give me your arm and let's go make my parents even more uncomfortable. I saw some of their country club friends earlier and I'd love to introduce you.